Arizona added nearly 90,000 jobs last year, according to state officials, and the majority of those new positions are in Metro Phoenix. The region has also reclaimed its spot as one of the fastest growing in the country. So with new jobs and new people coming to the valley, home builders are looking to some new and some familiar areas. With me to talk about that is Andy Warren. He's president of Maricay Homes and also serves as chairman of the board of the Greater Phoenix Economic Council. And Andy, Phoenix and the valley have long been known as growth markets. Are we really in a position now where there aren't enough places for new residents and workers to live?
Well, I think we're really in a period of great growth, a period of economic vitality that's probably different than some of the other periods of expansions that we've had in the past, which tended to have growth as the core industry and a lot of retail and construction jobs. So really this 7 or 8 years past the last recession, we've just seen a lot of great high-quality jobs come into places like Tempe and downtown Phoenix and, you know, close in along the Price Road corridor in Chandler. So those jobs are being serviced by new home locations in a number of different locations. You'll see some of the patterns that you've seen in the past where there is more growth in the periphery, you know, sort of drive to qualify type of locations. You know, what my company Maricay has tried to do is focus on closer in locations and try to be in locations that are closer to some of these employment corridors that have really developed.
Is that something that you have seen or heard from potential buyers that they're really looking for, that they want to be a little bit closer in?
Yeah, there's no question that, you know, all things being equal, any person would prefer not to spend an hour or two sitting in their car driving in from a pretty far out location. So we have buyers that maybe have the purchasing power to choose to be in a little bit closer in locations, but we still want to be very affordable. So we have to be sort of innovative and creative about how we're going to be able to create new home communities that are closer to these job locations.
Yeah, how do you try to do that? Because, you know, we had a conversation recently where we were talking about this concept of, yes, you would, there is a desire for more infill development, but also, like, in order to make sure you have enough affordable housing for folks, sometimes you still need to go sort of out on the periphery into areas where there hasn't been development before.
Sure. And that's happening again, you know, so it's happening out in locations in Maricopa or, you know, in Casa Grande, locations like that. Again, what Maricay has tried to do is focus in on some innovative land use and locations. So as an example, we have a community called Avance that we're developing right now that's going to be open for sale later this spring. It's actually located right at the base of South Mountain, probably a 15-minute commute from downtown Phoenix. And so that's a redevelopment of an old golf course. And so in that location, we're going to have a number of different product series, some smaller single-family homes and some larger single-family homes. And so homes that are going to be priced in the mid-300s or homes that are going to be priced in the $600,000 or $700,000 price range. And so some of those buyers who would otherwise be thinking that they had to drive really far out to get a home that's priced in the $300,000s or the $400,000 price range can pick a location like Avance and be, you know, in a 15-minute commute situation as opposed to an hour-long commute situation. We have another community that's actually opening in Gilbert. It's an amazing location right off of Val Vista and Williams Field Road called the Lakes at Annecy. We're really excited. We were just at Governor Ducey and the Greater Phoenix Economic Council and Arizona Commerce Authority was at the ribbon cutting for Deloitte. They just are bringing 2,500 new jobs to the Rivulon development. So in this case, we're just probably 2 or 3 miles from the Rivulon job center.
So you mentioned communities near South Mountain, one in Gilbert. Are those what you're seeing as sort of the hot, desirable infill areas right now? Are there other parts of the valley where workers and potential home buyers are also looking to get in?
Yeah, it's interesting, Mark, because, you know, what happens is as development continues to take place, communities that were just not too long ago more sort of the suburban locations start to turn into the sort of infill locations. So, yeah, we happen to be very active in locations like Chandler and Gilbert, and it's kind of amazing for a lot of people to hear that there's really sort of infill development taking place in those kinds of locations.
So when you talk about infill development, it's not necessarily limited to just like the dense urban Phoenix core or like downtown Scottsdale or Tempe or Glendale. These kinds of projects can be elsewhere where there has been development before, but maybe not right in the urban core of a particular city.
That's exactly right. I think when people are thinking of urban infill, is kind of what you're describing right now, it tends to be more multifamily. everything that I've described that Maricade is doing is still single family home development. And they're in locations that are, I would say, proximate. So like this example of Avance up against the base of South Mountain, you know, it's a 12 or 15 minute commute to Chase Field or the Warehouse District, where there's a lot of really high tech job growth going on. So, you know, very proximate, but not nestled right up against a tall commercial building or anything like that.
How closely do you follow where commercial development is happening in terms of trying to figure out where your next residential development might be happening?
Yes. Well, at Maricade, we follow it very closely because, you know, really where the jobs are going are where people are going to want to live. So we focus a lot on where the high quality jobs are being created. And you know, that tends to be where it's a little bit more of a challenge to find sites to develop because they tend to be located in closer in locations.
When you develop land, for example, around the base of South Mountain or in Gilbert, how closely do you pay attention to the community that has been there? Because you think about an area near South Mountain, that's a pretty long established, pretty unique community. And I would imagine that when you put a bunch of new homes in there and a new development, you want to be sensitive to the fact that there is something and people who have been living there already, and not just sort of plop something in there that totally doesn't make sense for that area, right?
Mm-hmm. That's a really great observation. It's very true. In this case, what Maricade did was we worked really very closely with the South Mountain Village Planning Commission. Yeah, it really is interesting because people want to always talk about smart growth, and you should put the growth where the development, where the infrastructure is already in place. But there's also then a lot of stakeholders that are also in place, and they want to have some say-so. I think appropriately, they want to have some say-so over the type of development that takes place. So we worked really closely with the residents in the local area, and specifically with the South Mountain Village Planning Commission. And so we want to be a good neighbor when we're developing especially in a region like this that has a lot of stakeholders.
All right. That's Andy Warren, president of Maricade Homes. Andy, thanks a lot.
That's been my pleasure, Mark. Thank you.